I hope you're having a lovely Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Firstly, just to say, if you missed Sunday's class, we had a beautiful class around meditation, around manifesting. We did a beautiful ritual as well. The energies are very heightened until tomorrow night, the 11th of August. And what I would suggest is if you have a chance to do the replay before then, it is below under New Moon Class. You can search for it just in the bundle below here. And the energies, as I was saying, are in this, because there's kind of a portal that's opened to help you to really set your manifestations for the year ahead. And we did some beautiful rituals as well. So that is there for you. So as we begin today's teaching, I want to kind of follow on from what we were doing last week, where I asked you to get a journal out and to look at difficult periods in your life or specific things that were quite difficult, where you felt things changed for you, probably not in a good way in your life. And what were the circumstances around that? So whether, you know, you'd moved house, moved school, started a new job, left a relationship, you know, maybe your parents separated or there was trouble going on at home, something that was quite significant around that time. And why we're doing this is just to kind of get a base of what's going on in your life, or more importantly, what's not going on, like what is actually stopping you moving forward or it's causing you some block. So today we're going to be looking at the emotional and physical things that are going on that feel very difficult for you. Now with this, I'd just like you to write in your journal like a few sentences on this, so you can kind of keep it short, but again, connecting into what has been going on. So for example, you may have a pattern that comes up all of the time, a thought process and an emotional pattern where you don't feel good enough, you sabotage yourself, you think you're not capable of doing things, or you try to do things, you try to make changes, but you never seem to get over the line with them. You only get so far and then you feel like you're going backwards. Other things could be you might feel fatigue in your body all the time. You might feel physical pain in your body all of the time. You might be in a mindset where you're wanting to do things in life, but your physical body feels like it won't allow you to do that. And a lot of these times, like whether it's the reality of what's happening or not, it's how we are feeling, what is coming up and what is, you know, really preventing us from moving forward. We have to tune into that. And that is connected to ancestral healing, because as we'll move forward over the next few weeks, you will actually start to see hopefully a link between what's going on for you and what may have previously gone on for others in the generations before you. Now, not all of these things will be ancestrally linked, because of course you have your own life experience and things that have gone on for you in your life to date would have caused some of those. But it can be just interesting to look at these things from a different perspective and see if we can find any link to someone or something else. But we're not going to do that now. This is just why you're doing this exercise today. And I would ask you to write it down and get quite clear on that. As well, if you ever go through periods where you dip in energy, like a mental energy, so you feel quite low, maybe feel depressed, and that comes up for you a lot, again, this would be a lovely time to write all of that down. And it really is just about coming to a place of being honest with yourself. This isn't about judging yourself. It's being really honest, because you know, we all want to heal these things that block us. So for us to be able to do that, we have to dig deep and be honest with what actually really goes on. So a simple exercise, but obviously one that would hold a lot of probably emotional energy behind it. So mind yourself when you're doing it. Again, if you need any support, get in touch with me. And just a reminder, we have our monthly gathering this Sunday, the 15th at 8:30 p.m. And we're going to be doing a huge exercise that night. So all of what we're doing this week is going to be really relevant for the class on Sunday. So do try to keep up with the teachings and the work as best as you can. And I look forward to talking to you really soon.